Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with
Dr. Lisa Leal. Hi, everyone. It. Good to see you.
It's a great week. All right. Hope you've been watching these podcasts, our whole series we hear. We're going to answer a lot of questions. Now, Dr. Leal is Chief Medical Officer right here, Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, as I always say, where everybody wants to be.
I think it's beautiful here, so that's why we're here.
It is. It's Texas, and it's beautiful.
Let's talk about some more things that are happening out in the public.
We've got some emails out there.
Yes.
And this is kind of funny, because not funny, but I have a friend that has shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely miserable. Oh, it's just, and it's like a long time. And
there's things that can be done immediately in order to alleviate it.
He goes, have you had the shot? And I went, yes, it's one of the shots that I got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the, and I'm not a big immunization guy. Okay. Sometimes I have a lot of reactions to a lot of immunizations, but that one, I got it. Mm-hmm. The two shots. And I think, do you have to do it again?
Usually people only need it two times. So it used to be only once, and then about 3 or 4 years ago, they came out and said, let's do this twice.
Right.
And they also decreased the age in which you should get it. It used to be 55. Now they recommended it 45.
Yep.
So one of the things that I always share with people, whether it's shingles, herpes virus, whether they're getting mouth sores, that's also considered a herpes virus, and sometimes even shingles. We most recently had a patient who had shingles in the eye.
Oh.
And that is so dangerous because a person can go blind from that.
Wow.
So we were fortunate that we caught it early. We were able to get him the therapy, ophthalmologist, all the specialists involved.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I always encourage everybody is that if you have something that is on your body, that's skin, not the eyes, that is on the skin, one of the things that we can do is laser it and mm-hmm. ozone. And what that does, it actually kills the virus in its tracks.
Oh.
So people will say that they have 50% pain relief all the way up to a higher percentage, which is pretty bad if you've ever had herpetic neuralgia or shingles neuralgia. Neuralgia is just that your nerves are on fire, and it's very painful.
Yeah.
Some patients will come in and say, you know, I have this rash, and I'm like, is the rash burning, itching, red, bubbles, any of them or all the above? And that is always points us towards shingles. So we have to think about that because, you know, it's summertime. So people are outdoors. They're looking at, oh, you know, doc, this is just poison ivy, poison oak. That's pretty uncomfortable. And it crops, and when I say crops, a lot of times you start with a rash on your leg and then all of a sudden it's on your arm.
Yeah.
So that's called cropping. It's in your system and it tends to come out in other parts of your body. So there are things, and we do the same thing, ozone therapy, and then we also give them different medications to help bring that down. And with shingles, there are antivirals that we can utilize to help bring that to where mm-hmm. it crusts and goes away.
So it's a virus.
It is a virus, and it's a very painful virus. And, you know, there again, people can start taking that vaccine at 45. And then the other part, too, is that if you are younger and you've had multiple outbreaks because maybe you are immunosuppressed with certain therapies that you're getting. Maybe it's a rheumatological therapy and that's like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, things like that, and even cancer therapies. Then we might look at having that vaccine a little bit earlier for shingles.
Because that has to do with your immune system.
Has to do with our immune system, and we need our immune system. Again, you know, I encourage everybody, take a look at some of our nutritionals that we've looked at and talked about. We have a list of those on those podcasts of all the things that we recommend, and that if you go to everydayhealthhacker.com, it's going to share with you the supplements that we take ourselves and that we recommend, and it just links you to those sites. So it's nothing that we're doing that's specific. It's just that I want to link you so that you can get to those sites specifically.
Yeah. Information is a big deal.
Information is a key.
And that's everything. And this is what this lady does, and she's awesome about it. All right.
You're so sweet.
And anybody has any other questions, always, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. She'll answer your questions. And if they're really cool, we'll probably use them here because we've always... We love questions. And if you have the question, it more likely there's thousands of you that still have the same one. So you're not alone. So
and if
always.
You tuned in for shingles and are wanting to look at monkeypox, take a look at our previous episode.
There you go. Or if you want to learn about anxiety after what's happening in the economy and things like that and how just you're down... When summertime, you should be up.
Yes, because most people are out of school.
And doing things like that. Well, we're going to help you with that, too. That's on the next one, all right? So we're out of time right now. On behalf of Dr. Lisa Leal, our producer, Eddie V, and all the awesome staff here at Meridian Health Institute, we want to say thank you for joining us today, and we hope you join us again. We hope you subscribe,
yes,
because I think it's really cool.
All right. Please subscribe, like, and comment, and reach out to us on info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
All right. Have a great week, folks.
Have a great week and a blessed week. Bye-bye.